CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King. The Vatican bells and bells at Catholic churches everywhere have been ringing in tribute to Pope Francis, being remembered as the People's Pope. Reporter Rich Lamb is in Rome.
He ignored doctor's orders. The doctor said, well, you have to spend a couple of months recovering. Instead, he went out among the people, and that was part of the message that he had as Pope. He said that priests ought to be shepherds, and they ought to smell like the sheep.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Vatican journalist Susie Hodges says Pope Francis brought the common touch to his elevated position.
He did so many things that other popes didn't do, like pick up the phone and ring somebody who'd been suffering. These were unprecedented things for a pope to do.
At his own request, Francis will lie in a simple wooden coffin, not on an elevated platform, but at the same level as the people he vowed to serve. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Fordham University's Father Thomas Massaro says Francis set a high bar for his successor.
He's a very influential pope, having served for 12 years. That's not such a long time, I suspect, but it really has changed the course of the way the Roman Catholic Church relates to the outside world.
A cardinal's conclave to elect the next pope is expected to start in about 3 weeks. The White House and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth are downplaying the significance of a signal app chat that included Hegseth's wife, brother, and his attorney talking about Yemen. CBS News national security producer James Laporta.
If you talk to people in the intelligence community, if you talk to people in the U.S. military, regardless if it's classified or not classified, what career military professionals will tell you and what intelligence community people will tell you is that it's a violation of operational security.
Hegseth blames the media for reporting what he calls an old story. In El Paso, the gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack at a Walmart 6 years ago has pled guilty to capital murder to save his own life. Patrick Crucius gets life in prison without parole, added to 90 federal life terms he's already serving. Prosecutors took the death penalty off the table at the request of surviving family members. At the Boston Marathon, well, here's the women's finish as heard on ESPN.
Three in a row. No. A new Boston Marathon champ for 2025. That finish line and the laurel belong to Sharon Lokedi.
John Carrera of Kenya won the men's division. His brother Wesley is a previous champion. It's been a rough ride on Wall Street. The Dow down almost 1,100 points. The NASDAQ has lost 523. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It was a truck fully on fire that caused a slowdown for morning commuters in Racine County. Northbound lanes were impacted near Seven Mile Road this morning, with the closure lasting from just before dawn through the first part of the morning drive. They're not believed to be any injuries. We're working on learning more. A former federal official is coming to Racine to talk about current federal operations. A town hall is being held Thursday at the Bryant Community Center with former Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley. A statement says the event will focus on federal budget impacts and tax policy. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to Frater at Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. That's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3116 to get started today.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, rock and roll courtesy of CCR.
737 coming out of the sky, oh won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride. I wanna move, hey, you need a traveling pain, yeah, well I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand, hey, you need a traveling band, take me to the hotel, bag it gone, oh well, come on, won't you get me to my room. I wanna move, hey, you need a traveling band, yeah, well I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand, hey, you need a traveling band.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
I love you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey, rest of the story happens twice daily. You heard one at 12:05. It's also 7:25 with Don Rosen every Monday through Friday. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic at Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
WRJN, songs designed to make you stand up and dance to the music.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. A group out of Madison that met up and while they were going to school at UW made the top 10 in 1960 with the song that you'll hear in about 15 minutes on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. But first, let's update you on what's happening with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former federal official is coming to Racine to talk about current federal operations. A town hall is being held Thursday at the Bryant Community Center with former Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley. A statement says the event will focus on federal budget impacts and tax policy. Go deeper on the visit and why the town hall is coming to Racine online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. The status of the 72-year-old Racine man critically injured Saturday night isn't known. He was hit in his car when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign at Victory and Lathrop. He was flown to Frederick. The 36-year-old suspect is now in custody awaiting charges. They already employ a lot of people living in Wisconsin. Now they're likely to hire even more. Abbott Labs plans to hire 200 workers at their Illinois facility as part of a $500 million U.S. expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park, just across the state line, are set to open this year. The medical device maker aims to increase domestic production despite tariff pressures. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
You can keep me in daydream.
Hits, WRJN, and songs with harpsichords. Pretty rare thing, but the Yardbirds did it on this song called...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The world around.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, 1967, the year for the Buckinghams.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
It's WRJN, a very serious song. And the next song,
not serious at all. It was just fun. It's a song from 1940 that was remade and made the top 10 in 1960 by a couple of guys that went to school together in Madison at the UW. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, and it's next on WRJN.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Sick of Wisconsin's unpredictable weather ruining your golf plans? X-Golf Kenosha has you covered with new seasonal memberships. Enjoy indoor golf that's always on par no matter what's happening outside. Tee off on 50 world-class courses using their cutting-edge simulators, whether you're flying solo, bringing the crew, or sharpening your skills with the PGA Pro Ray. Don't let another season slip away. Explore the seasonal memberships at xgolfkenosha.com or swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
Here's the vault door. And here we go with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while, and this one doesn't surprise me. It's a totally different kind of song, but it's fun. Summer of 1960 had a lot of fun songs in it. Same time that this song was in the top 10, July of 1960, so was Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini and also Alley Oop. Plus this next song, which was recorded by a couple of guys going to school at UW in Madison. Now, this is an old 1940 Bill Monroe song, a country song. But they updated it, recorded it, made the top 10. The group was the Fendermen. And the song, enjoy Mule Skinner Blues, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Hee hee hee.
The Fenderman, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this afternoon. Mule Skinner Blues, like I say, made top 10 July of 1960. Two guys from Wisconsin. One from Niagara, Wisconsin, up near Iron Mountain, Michigan, and the other from Stoughton, not far from Madison, both students at UW-Madison. They never made the top 100 again. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Are you a fan of 1971? Maybe you're a member of the class of 71. Kurt Bowman's 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon, focusing on three songs from 1971 and some of the things that happened while you were in school, about to graduate. So catch it this afternoon, right after the 5 o'clock news on WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Someone to lean on, and I'm lost.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Some girls love to run around.